Every year, more than 30,000 superfans come to this small city along the Ohio River for one reason and one reason alone, to celebrate the big guy in the blue tights and the red cape.
This is my third time here. I wish I could come every year, but it's expensive to come from Australia every year.
Back in Sydney, Steve Yunus runs one of the largest Superman websites in the world. But in Metropolis, at the 35th annual Superman celebration, he's just another fan. You can find Superman everywhere here, on billboards, in drugstores, even on the badges of the Metropolis Police Force.
I just think everybody needs a hero, and people always look for that. Troubled times, and people need some happiness in their lives, and they escape with Superman. I think it's great.
That's Michael Rosenbaum. He played Superman's nemesis, Lex Luthor, in the TV series Smallville. He was in town last week for the celebration. In reality, Metropolis is a lot more like Smallville than the big city in the comic books. Then again, who's to say this Metropolis isn't Superman's Metropolis? Just listen to this old TV episode.
Hello, Jim. Come on in.
How'd you know it was me?
Don't you know that I have X-ray vision?
Oh, sure. Just like Superman.
That's right. What's on your mind beside the Chicago White Sox?
You guessed it.
You playing tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, you got a date.
Hot dog.
Granted, the guy can fly, but it's a lot easier to catch a White Sox game when you live in Illinois.
Too bad Miss Lane's on vacation. She wanted to see the Sox play, too.
The bottom line is, if you want to visit Superman's hometown, you gotta go to Metropolis, Illinois. Well, you've been here long enough. What is it like to live in the hometown of Superman?
Boring. Not a lot of action here. There's Superman almost got nothing to do. He sits around all day.
Actually, he stands around all day with a clenched jaw 16 feet high in front of the county courthouse. But resident Eric Phillips has a point. Metropolis would be an even sleepier town without the Man of Steel.
You can walk up here at the courthouse any day, and there's somebody having their picture taken with a Superman statue.
Of course, Metropolis, Illinois was around long before Superman, 1839 to be exact. At the time, the city's founders envisioned a large transportation hub that would develop into a major metropolis. But those illusions of grandeur never materialized. Factories closed, people moved away, and by the early 70s, Metropolis was anything but. That's when the town got a little help.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Somebody suggested that Metropolis take advantage of its name and push to be Superman's official hometown. DC Comics signed off on the idea, and so did the Illinois legislature.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
But longtime resident Sue Barfield says the idea was kryptonite to some folks.
We had a lot of naysayers. When we had our first Superman statue at the square, we had a lot of people make a lot of fun of it.
Still, some credit Superman with saving this struggling town. Metropolis Mayor Billy McDaniel goes even further than that.
We strive, you know, to operate our city as just what it says, truth, justice, and in every way. We try to raise our kids the same way, that integrity, how you treat your neighbor, how you treat other people is important in your life. We don't all agree on everything, but I can tell you, when something happens, you forget your differences and you help each other.
For example, in 2011, we had the worst flooding that Metropolis has seen in a long time. And you had community members out sandbagging and pulling together. So, I mean, I think people really are super.
Michelle Longworth is a longtime journalist for the local newspaper. You guessed it, the Metropolis Planet.
When we get phone calls, you know, people always ask, well, where's Clark? Where's Lois? And we always say they're on assignment.
And like her counterpart Lois Lane, Longworth says there are days when she could use Clark Kent's help.
Like the time I took a wrong turn trying to go take some pictures and cover a story and ended up in the middle of a cornfield and with my Mustang. Sometimes I wish there was a real-life Superman to come and rescue me.
During my stay in Metropolis, I talked to several people who actually think Superman could be doing more for the town than just standing around.
I think there should be an amusement park. I think there should be a lot of developmental things. I think it would have been a gold mine for Metropolis, much better than a riverboat.
That's Pam Turner, who was having lunch at Rube's Diner. But according to city officials, their hands are tied. They say DC Comics tightly controls anything having to do with the man with the S on his chest. On the other hand, her mother, Lori McGinnis, could hardly care less about Superman, the statue, or anything else.
I'll soon be 89 years old and I've been to it twice. I went home, ain't been back.
McGinnis says with a riverboat casino in town, Superman's high ideals aren't doing much good anyway.
It's Sin City.
Have you gone to that gambling ship?
You want me to smack you?
I'm sorry. I was just wondering. It's a big tourist. Well, you feel like there's just too much vice going around town now?
I feel like our young people have got too much of the devil's playground in Metropolis.
Well, that actually does sound like a job for Superman. But for now, residents have other things to worry about, like where to see the new movie. When Man of Steel opens today, folks in Metropolis will have to travel across the river to Kentucky to watch it. That's because the city's only movie theater closed decades ago. The last movie shown here?
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me! Who's got you?
That's right, Superman. Reporting from Metropolis, Clark Kent, Michael Puente.